This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, booksellers and publishers are in New York City for the biggest publishing event in North America. It's called Book Expo, where independent retailers are not buckling under the pressure from fierce digital competition. Gigi Duban has this report.
If anyone's figured out that it's either change things up or get eaten alive, it's independent booksellers.
We're figuring it out, and stores are reinventing themselves and responding to change, and we're fighting back.
That's Oren Tyker, CEO of the American Booksellers Association. He says since 2009, more than 300 independent bookstores have opened, and store sales were up by 8% last year.
There are existing stores that are opening second or third locations.
But how's that possible? Tyker says bookstores are using new digital tools. They offer e-books in the store and sell hard copies of books online. Michael Norris is senior analyst with Simba Information. He says it's about keeping those diehard customers close.
And you'd be hard-pressed to find a bookseller right now that isn't using Facebook, isn't using some other kind of social media site.
But what's mostly keeping independent bookstores afloat? The buy local movement and a good personal recommendation. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.